CMN Network, 220.
KB9, KBX,
just mobile. MI3. Good morning, and NYOU.
How you doing this morning?
Well, not too bad yourself.
Oh, pretty good. I got my car driving at home yesterday without air conditioning, but, you know, I never had air conditioning until me and my wife got married in 86, so all my life I never had air conditioning up to that point, and so it's hard to get reused to it.
Yeah, but also, too, you know, you're getting older, and you may need it more than you did before.
Yeah, it really don't bother me. Yeah, I don't like it, but it don't bother me too much, though. But my parents never had air conditioning until the early 90s, and Dad died in 2012. So they've been in air conditioning most of their life. And some of their aunts and uncles never had air conditioning. Like my mom's aunt, she never had air conditioning.
Right, yeah, that's true.
And both my grandparents never had air conditioning. My mom's mom was dead before I was born, but her dad never had air conditioning. And my dad's parents, they never had air conditioning either.
Right.
So you can't put up with it. It's not easy, but you just get a couple fans and wear shorts and tank top shirts, you know, things like that. But yeah, I'm going to get this air conditioner fixed in this car at the end of the month, unless it's going to be too expensive. With the last car, that Tracer I had, I went up to Sears Automotive back whenever they were around, and I says, how much would you charge me to take a look and see what's wrong with my air conditioner in my car? And the guy said, well, what year is it? And I told him, and he says, well, first thing we would have to do is convert it over to the new refrigerant. I said, how much would that be? He says, $300. And I go, oh, okay, I don't need it that bad. So it would be $300 plus.
Oh, yeah, it's not cheap.
Kevin, the guy who did my oil change, he dropped me off a week or two ago. He said it's probably just Freon. So at the end of the month, whenever I can afford it, I'm going to take it there and have him do that and have him take a look at it and see if that's it. If that's it, that's fine. I'll pay for that. But if it's going to be a lot more, so let's forget it. Last three cars I had, they had air conditioning in them, and they went out, and I just went without it. That last car I had, that Tracer, my parents gave it to me. Within 2 weeks, it went out.
Yeah, go figure, right?
And then they gave me a Chevy Celebrity. That car lasted like 2 or 3 years, and then it went out. I had it for 10 years, but I just rolled down the nose and did it that way.
Yeah, that'll work too.
Now, like I said, I drove all the way home yesterday from where David lives at, just north of Ionia, and it wasn't too bad, but still, whenever I got home, I slouched my underwear and my shirt and my pants were all sweaty and wet.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
You get used to it. I remember whenever I was a kid, I would take my shirt off and get a hanger and hang it on the fan and let the shirt dry out for about 20 minutes or so, then I'd go back outside and play.
Oh,
jeez. Because, like I said, my parents never had air conditioning until the early 90s. You know, I couldn't believe this. I drove all the way up there, and it usually takes me a little over half a tank. And it's like, is my gas gauge off or what? Well, I just looked at my my miles per gallon. I'm going up there and coming back. I'm getting 43.3 miles per gallon. What the car shows.
All right. Well, that's good.
I filled up before I left. I'm just above three quarters of the tank. So, you know, like I told you, in the wintertime, they said they'd get a gas mileage, and I saw that I was getting like a 28 miles a gallon. So that trip really helped bring my gas mileage up.
Yeah, that's true. Now it's just going to go down a little bit.
Because they do mostly city driving most of the time. I'm going to take the car to Kevin at the end of the month to see what it's going to cost me to get the air conditioner fixed. And hopefully it's just the Freon, you know. But you've seen that one Tuesday when I turned it on and half the way down to the pass, you know, I was just taking out hot air. Speaking of La Paz, it looks like we're going to La Paz Tuesday because if you, from the weather app I have, it says it's quivering Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Friday. Almost every day this week, it's like, how am I supposed to paint my garage?
Yeah, I know. Well, between the raindrops, hi.
I got to put a little bit of primer on. I may do that today. Now, it'll take me maybe a half hour or so, but and then I won't be able to do nothing until Saturday.
Right.
So it's just going to be 85 Saturday, so I'm supposed to be out there painting at 85 degrees. I don't have no choice.
Well, just kind of start early.
Yeah, I really don't have no choice. But yeah, today I'm going to do the primer. There's not many bare spots, so it won't take long. Lisa and the boys are here. They came here. I got home yesterday about 2 or 3 o'clock, and she came here about 6, 7 o'clock. So we got her and the grandsons.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. How long are they staying?
I think a couple of days. I mean, not for sure, though, but I think a couple of days.
Alrighty, that's cool.
Joe's getting to a point where he's starting to say words. Like last time when she was here, he was crawling, he went, buh. So he wanted the bottle. And now he goes, that. So he's trying to say that ass.
All right.
10 months old.
Oh, wow.
Of course, Cole's just being silly all the time.
True.
Did you have fun at the creek yesterday?
Yeah, I went fishing, so caught one fish.
Good.
Yep, and they were busy too out there. They're definitely busy.
But yeah, like I said, my phone show said it's going to rain all week except for today, so we'll probably end up going to the patch, not the flying field. And I bet we'll get an email from Gary about that today or tomorrow. It rains in the morning or something like that.
Yeah, so where you at now? At 9YOU.
KBX, I'm just crossing the 55-mile-an-hour sign.
Alrighty.
No one underneath the two bridges. you know what I'm talking about. I'll figure out for the bypass.
I know where you're at.
Yep. I need to pass your storage unit. Yes.
Yeah, what was that?
So I pass where your storage unit is at.
MI3 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3.
WPUSA testing.